Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with
Thompson.
And we're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz, and this is Chapter 7, The Queen of the Field Mice.
The Scarecrow and the Tin Man sat beside a river. Sat beside a river and waited for Dorothy to wake up. "We can't be far from the yellow brick road now," said the Scarecrow. "But which way do you suppose it is?" The Tin Man was about to answer when he heard a low growl. He turned his head and saw a large yellow wildcat coming running towards him. Its mouth was open, showing two rows of ugly sharp teeth. Its red eyes glowed like balls of fire. It was chasing a tiny gray field mouse. Although he had no heart, the Tin Man knew what was wrong for the wildcat to try to kill such a tiny creature. So the Tin Man raised his axe, and as the wildcat ran by, he gave it a quick blow and cut the beast's head off.
Oh my goodness.
"Oh, thank you. Thank you ever so much for saving my life," said the field mouse in a squeaky voice.
That raises some moral dilemmas.
You are quite welcome," answered the Tin Man. "Even though I have no heart, I am careful to help those who need who need a friend, even if it happens to only be a mouse." The tiny mouse looked shocked. "Why, I am the queen of all the field mice, and since you have saved my life, I owe you a good deed in return." But this Tin Man could not think of anything this tiny mouse could do to help him. Just then the Scarecrow got an idea. "I know something you could do to help us," he shouted. "Our friend, the lion, is fast asleep in the poppy field. Do you think you could help us move him?" The Tin Man could not understand how a tiny mouse could move a great lion, but the queen of the field mice informed that she was queen of thousands of mice. She gave a signal, and in a few minutes they were surrounded by field mice. They came all from directions. There were big mice and little mice. They came from all directions. There were big mice and little mice and medium and middle-sized mice. Each one brought a piece of string in its mouth. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow worked very quickly, and in no time at all, they made a truck out of tree branches. They slowly tied one end of each piece of string around the neck of each mouse and fastened the other end to the truck. When all the mice had been harnessed to the truck, they were able to pull it quite easily. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow sat on the wooden truck and while the tiny mice pulled them into the poppy field. They soon found the lion. They finally managed to get him on the truck, but they had to work very hard, for the lion was very heavy. Then, with the help of the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, the mice were able to pull the truck out of the poppy field. But this time, Dorothy and Toto were awake. They were very happy to see their friend, the lion, being pulled away from the deadly flowers. The Queen of the Field Mice bowed and in a squeaky voice said, "Goodbye, and if you ever need us again, come on into the field and call, and we shall hear you and help you any way we can. Goodbye."
End of Chapter 7. Good night.
Next up, Chapter 8, The Emerald City.